At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott faces another hearing today on whether he'll serve a six-game suspension. The suspension resulted from a year-long NFL investigation that found Elliott had multiple physical confrontations last year with his girlfriend at the time. Citing conflicting evidence, prosecutors in Ohio declined to pursue a criminal case, but NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell in August suspended Elliott for six games. He's been fighting that suspension in court ever since. Elliott's still playing for now. He ran for 150 yards and two touchdowns in last night's Cowboys victory over the Washington Redskins. Texas lawmakers are considering legislative reforms to a state law allowing rent-to-own companies to pursue criminal theft charges against customers who default payments on merchandise. This comes after the Texas Tribune and the personal finance website NerdWallet conducted a months-long investigation into Plano-based Rent-A-Center. Thousands of Rent-A-Center customers across the country have complained of harassment and wrecked finances after leasing furniture, electronics, or appliances. Republican Senator Connie Burton of Colleyville, Democratic Senator Kirk Watson of Austin, and a handful of other lawmakers pledged to further review. The Kaufman County DA's office has closed an investigation into whether Attorney General Ken Paxton illegally accepted a $100,000 gift. District Attorney Early Wiley said James Webb's $100,000 donation to Paxton's legal fund did not constitute bribery because the two previously had a personal relationship and an attorney-client relationship. Webb gave the donation to Paxton to help him pay for growing legal bills as he fights security fraud charges. Wiley's office wanted to know if the donation amounted to a bribe because Paxton's office was involved in an investigation into Webb's company. The diagnostics company was accused of billing the government for Medicaid and Medicare services conducted without proper medical supervision. Webb's company ultimately paid $3.5 million in a settlement. Now to vital signs, and today an advanced form of screening for breast cancer. 3D mammograms provide a more accurate check for the disease, but it's also more expensive, so some patients opted for the standard 2D version. However, a new state law this year requires commercial insurers to cover 3D mammography. I talked to Dr. Douglas Baker, a diagnostic radiologist with Texas Health Dallas, about the advanced form of screening.
Instead of acquiring just one image in each direction, it acquires a series of multiple images over an arc of 25 to 40 degrees, and then the computer synthesizes those images into a 3D reconstructed set. So then the radiologist then, at a separate workstation, views these images at 1 millimeter slice thicknesses. So instead of having one image to look at, now we have multiple images, 50 to 100 images that we view in a little cine loop that helps us to be able to see each slice of the breast, and I then identify small lesions that would otherwise be obscured by just normal overlapping tissue. We can see lesions while they're very small.
If it does all of that, does it seem odd to you that the state had to pass a law to mandate that insurers cover this?
Yes. Of course, as radiologists, we are firm believers in 3D mammography. Unfortunately, it does come with an increased cost to the patient and to insurance companies.
I ask the question because while there may be the increased cost, if you get better results from 3D mammography, ultimately, wouldn't that perhaps save money down the road?
Exactly. If the sooner we're able to find a breast cancer, the smaller it is, the less extensive treatment is going to be required to cure the patient.
Now that coverage of 3D mammography has been mandated, is that the first choice for imaging? Is 2D mammography still on the table?
2D mammography is still on the table. Not every facility has 3D mammography yet available. Hopefully in coming years we'll see that change where all facilities will be offering 3D mammography.
But I guess I'm asking which you would recommend first.
3D mammogram is done in conjunction with a 2D mammogram. The patient's positioned exactly like they are for a 2D mammogram, and then the machine acquires both the 2D and 3D images in one compression. It doesn't require any extra time. It doesn't require any extra positioning to do the 3D mammogram. It's all done exactly the same time as the 2D is.
So you're eliminating that maybe dreaded callback.
Traditionally, mammography, about 10% of patients will be called back for additional imaging based on the original screening mammogram. Most of those turn out to be just normal overlapping fibroglandular tissue or something else that's benign. With the 3D mammogram now, we're able to eliminate many of those callbacks. We're hoping that we have about a 30 to 50% decrease in the number of callbacks that we have because we're getting better images to start off with. And we can tell the difference between something that's just overlapping tissue versus a true lesion.
So this must be a huge step forward, in cases of women with dense breast tissue.
Exactly. Dense breast tissue has been the Achilles heel, like, so to speak, of mammography, where you have normal tissue, but because it's dense, it shows up as white on a mammogram, which is the same density that a small cancer would show up as. And because of that, normal tissue could block our view of an early breast cancer. And now with the 3D, since we're able to view things at 1 millimeter thick slices, we're taking care of that problem with the overlapping tissue, and we can find things very early, very small stage, years before a patient would even know that they had anything wrong.
Still, 3D mammography means longer exposure to radiation. Is there any reason for concern?
There is not. There are a couple different ways that the 3D mammogram is done. One way is that the 3D images can be synthesized back into a 2D image, so that instead of requiring the 2D mammogram plus the 3D, you can do just the 3D and the computer takes care of reconstructing it back to a 2D image. The other way, since you do both, if you do both the 2D and the 3D, which is still very commonly done, the radiation dose is increased, but it's still considered a very safe level. It should not be of a concern to women undergoing mammography testing.
Dr. Baker, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Sunny skies with a high near 76.